The battle for Al-Qalamun in the northern countryside of Damascus has ended with the defeat of the foreign-backed militants. However, Syrian army units have discovered many factories for making explosives that militants used in this area.
While combing the area, Syrian army units located one of the largest warehouses for militants near Asal al-Ward town. Dozens of mortar shells used to be made inside. This is the explosive powder which militants filled the shell with after creating it. For months, residents of Al-Qalamun region suffered from such attacks. There are other types of explosives that militants use for also making car bombs. They were even planning to do so before escaping.
These are molds for making mortar shells that are of different ranges. They use sand and iron powder. Then they subject them to high temperatures so that they mold into the final shape of the shell. After that, they fill it with explosive material.
We headed to another building militants turned into a factory in Al-Ma'mura town. This is the militants' flag found inside. The Syrian army found and defused tens of explosive devices. These heavy machines were used by militants for making molds of mortar rockets.
Through such factories, terrorists established tools for committing their crimes. Terrorists brought laths and amounts of steel for making various shapes of molds for mortar shells. Here, they are used to make explosives, missiles, and mortars of different ranges and shapes.
Residents of Al-Qalamun towns have expressed gratitude to the Syrian army for securing Al-Qalamun and eliminating the militants there. Nevertheless, Damascus continues to suffer from mortar shells which claim the lives of civilians nearly on a daily basis. The Syrian army has started the battle for bringing down insurgents in the eastern countryside of Damascus. Regaining control of eastern Al-Ghouta would prove a decisive victory for the Syrian army. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus Countryside.